הלוחז מרחניקה, you have to light up to Esach HaBayis, some people light up the windows. You don't have Manichu on Shulchonoi. Pashtas the halochas, if you don't have a house, so most poskim hold that you don't have to light Neres Chanukah. The Shulchon paskins that even if you don't have a house, you have to light Neres Chanukah. The Fichoch, he says, people that are in trains, and boats, and planes, they have to light Neres Chanukah. As someone that is not in the house, every year. So in the old days, you take a lit in the Chanukah and the plane. Today, technically, it doesn't work. It's dangerous if you do it. So, Be'etzem, most poskim say it's nothing but the doors. So, Zalman Auerbach says, really this year, I think already for five people that I had to answer that they're flying, you know, connecting flights, and they're leaving. We'll get to it in a second. So, Moshe Zalman says, you take a flashlight, not a lead one, the one that has a other kind. And your light has to be nicker than it's for Chanukah. The Maaseh of Moshe said, 8 days, you take 8 flashlights. And it's good to have a shamash also. People ask me if they could use in the plane, you have also, you know, you could press a button and the light goes up. Pashas, dear, it's not nicker than it's for Chanukah. Pashas, you're not Yetzir. It's not nicker than it's for Chanukah. It has to be a flashlight. But you could stuck it in the seat in front of you. There's different places you could stuck it. But people are machmed that, or Hashulchan says that Yechayev is a big shout from Reb Chaim. Maybe in the end we'll go back to it. What I want really to speak about today, to Mevarer Inyan, that is not so clear, but it's very nagah, especially this year, it's very nagah in the near. There's two halachas that I want to explain. One halacha, every year, you know, seminary girls are here now to spoil. So they come to the adlocker to the house. So they say that they told them in the seminary to be mishtatef where they are for the adlokah. And then they go back to the seminary after a couple hours. Every day they go somewhere else to the adlokah. Mishtatef. Pashas, it sounds like Golisht. Yeah? Wanzach. Second thing, bochrim, where they light. Already spoke about the light outside, inside. A bocher sleeps in one place and he eats in a different place. It's a negah to bochrim and diras, bochrim and dorms. Where you light? You light where you eat, or you light where you sleep? And this halacha is very complicated. You think it's not complicated? I'll tell you, Be'ez Hashem, Lo Mazalim, you get married. And Yishav Yishav, brachas is in Chanukah. You know, you do the Shabbat brachas in a hall. But you don't sleep in the hall. Where you light Neres Chanukah? In your house or in the hall? Where the guests light? So you have to know that halacha is everyone has to light in the hall. No one does it, yeah? But that halacha is you have to light in the hall. You go away for Shabbos. A lot of bochim going away for Shabbos. But a lot of times, your cousin that you're going away to, he doesn't have a place for you to sleep. He has a big family. He puts you by the neighbor to sleep. Where you light? By the neighbor, or where you're eating this on the Shabbos? Oh, if you're staying in Yeshiva for Shabbos, yeah? Or you're eating out for Shabbos. So where you light? Where you eat, or where you sleep? This is a very hard halacha, and I want to mevar this inyan. It's a dover shaloi nidoin enough. And again, the reason these things were not nidoin enough in halacha in the old days, it was not so practical. People go away for Shabbos, sleep in one place, and eat in another place. It didn't happen so much. But then it happens the whole time. You take a deer and tzfas, b'mazogim, yeah? But you don't eat, yeah? You go to the Chabad guy by light, and this woman is, I'm not going out to the Kasha Shailas. About the Shaila is the Maise, where you light?
It's out of you, which meal you would eat, right?
We'll discuss it also. Shalashur, Malka, first meal, two meals, three meals, Chabad. And the main Shaila is, this year the reason, we'll see later, maybe nafkaminas in what dining room you eat in yeshiva, first floor, second floor, minus, we'll see later nafkaminas. A lot of, all of the yeshiva today, in the old days, the yeshiva, everyone had a dining room in their building. The Shalom had a dining room, the main building had a dining room, Beis Yishai had a dining room. Now, the main, everyone has to eat in one place. Everyone eats in Beis Yishai. So most of the Bachrim are not sleeping in the place that they're eating. So the Shalom, what do you do? So this Indian, everyone knows in America that the Rosh Hashiva is said to light in the dining room. Everyone was lighting in the dining rooms. Most yeshivas, no? Yeah. Moshe didn't like it, but most yeshivas did it. Most yeshivas did it.
Tells us some of
this notice. I think it tells us different halachas anyway, if I remember correct. So, you know, it's a different shayla. So, the shayla is, this Indian is very not clear in halacha, and we'll try to learn the sugya from where it came and how the halachas changed over the years, and we'll try to say the mokir halacha. The mokir be'etzem is a tool, we'll start from the Shulchan Aruch to make it quicker to the point, and Simen Tov Reisha and Zion is a halacha. Achsanoi. She'ein madlikim ala bebeise. A person that is a visitor. So the halacha is, he cannot, maybe I'll explain before. The halacha is, me'ikar adin, if a person has a family, it's enough that the Rosh HaMishpocha lights. Ner ish bebeise. Mehadri, mehadri, mina mehadri. But if you're not a part of the family, you're a visitor, achsanoi, tzorich lo zisprutu lo balabais lishtatef imoi. He cannot light. He has to be shtatef. Im yesh lo peh, so the Shulchan Aruch says like this. Ach senoi she'ein madlikim olo bebeisoi. If his wife lights for him, he doesn't have to light. The Bein Mishnah Berurah said that even if the wife lights, we light. We don't rely on the wife. But again, not in the gas so much now. Just remember that today, you don't rely on your wife. If you can make a bracha or not, there's another shayla if you have to make a condition to have a kavanah not to be yotzei with your wife. For different reasons, the ikar reason is because be'etzem it's easy to buy candles and all of us are machmir. Shabbos says today the achsanoi lemaisa lights and he doesn't rely on his wife. But the ikar halacha was the achsanoi has to mishtate bepruta. V'im yesh loy pesach posuach le'atzmoi, what if the achsanoi has a separate apartment? Tzorich lehadlik bepischoi. He has to light in his apartment. Aval pishoi sabayis einu miyuchat elo l'sheino. In that place he sleeps. He sleeps. Dahayinu, he came to Eretz Yisrael for a couple of days. He's staying by his cousin. And he's eating by his cousin. And he sleeps in Geula. He rented a room. He sleeps in Geula in the room. He has to light there. I'll read again. אבל פישו יסבייס אינו מיוחד אלא לשינו והוא יחל על שולחן הבעל הבית. He has to light in the place that he sleeps. והוא הדין לבן האויכל אצל אביו. In the old days, with a lot of people, they couldn't afford it. So they, you know, they get married. Everyone got an old apartment. But Me'es Kes Ben Shvelt, it was called. You go to eat by the father. The kid went to eat by the father. So the Shulchan Aruch says he has to light where he sleeps. Normally, it was not a case that a person who eats in one place and sleeps in a different place, achsenoi, or afilu ben etzalovik, hagoy. This mokir is a tool. Zog de ramo v'yeshoim rim de bezman hazeh shemadlikim befnim mamesh yadlik b'mokim she'oichel v'chein nog. Today, that we eat inside. We light inside. Don't light where you sleep. Light where you eat. Okay, so let me mask with this halacha. All of the halachas came out from this seif. I know it's very hard from this seif to take out the halachas, but we'll build it up close. The achsanoi is a visitor, and he's eating by the balabites. The Shulchan Aruch tells him, but when you light, don't light where you eat. Light where you sleep. Bezmana said that everyone is lighting inside. Light where you eat. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mokir is Tshuvas HaRashba. Monefshach. If the place of sleeping is a place to light, so why today that people are lighting inside, we switch to light in the place that I'm eating? For example, Lo Mimachem, as we are considered Achsanoi. There was, he's not, a Bocher comes to Eretz Yisrael, he's Achsanoi. Lo Mezogim is Achsanoi. He came for a week. Now he sleeps in Geula. But he eats in the Yeshiva. His dorm is in Geula, and he sleeps and he eats in Yeshiva. So Shulchan Aruch told him, even not in Yeshiva, he eats by his cousins. Yeah, he's eating by his cousins. So the Shulchan Aruch tells him, you're eating by your cousins, but you have to light candles where you sleep. But Bezman said that people are lighting candles inside, light by your cousin where you eat. Right? This is the halacha. This is the only Shulchan Aruch that we have. Achsanoi that came here, you, even if you're eating it by your cousins, light where you sleep. But Bezman said that people are lighting inside, light by your cousins. The Mokir is Chubas HaRashba. The Chubas HaRashba explains like this. Be'etzem, I said in the series of Lorenz, the right place to light is where you eat. So why they told you at the beginning to light where you sleep? And they switched it back to the place that you eat. Because Bezman HaGimorah that they lit outside, you will be sleeping in one place. And then you will not lie there. So Bichshat, people don't know if you eat inside that room or not. People see a house that no one is lighting. So Mipnei Achshat, they told you to lie there. Bezman Hazeh Shemadlikim Bifnim, so there's no Mukhshash Mipnei Achshat. So B'meile, we go back to the Ikar HaLoche. And where's the Ikar HaLoche? Bifnim. Right? This is the way, the emissary way to learn the Shulchan Aruch. I'm thinking you already all the problems. But this is the emissary way to learn the Shulchan Aruch. Bizman Chaza, Bizman the Chubas HaRosh, Bizman the beginning of the Aloche, the place to light was where you sleep, Mipnei Achshad. Today there is no Mukhshad, you move to inside. Now why only our generation could understand these things? Because you have to add Lomdus here. Yomar of Shach. If the right place is where you eat, so what if it was Achshad? They had to tell you light also where you sleep and also where you eat. But this is the reason some are placing him, doesn't make sense. Amol, you light where you sleep. Today it's switched to where you eat. Why? Because it's no chshad. And when it was a chshad, you had to light where you sleep. But if the real place is where you eat, so vice noise, sign where you sleep, sign where you eat, is meshach shaychi to adlok as lechanik. Because lemaisa, you're sleeping there. It's a part of, but ends up we're dividing the person. He has two houses. One he sleeps, one he eats. So Bezman that was chshad, we decided to give the adifus to the place that you sleep from the place that you eat. Because the chshad, so they were metakin that there will be ikar mokim at lokosu. Masheinken, Bezman hazeh that is no mukhshad, it moved back to mokim ha'achile. This is the way to understand it. So maybe someone below this will say that b'di'evet alamol if you light where you sleep b'di'evet yoyitze. But can't say as nish, can't say as yet. And we call him. This is the tzus of the aloche, and this is the way the b'si'yosef explains pshat in the shulchan aruch. That b'meile, so what state? That is a deep to light in the place that you eat. So the two brings it down. Ben ha'ichel etzel oviv. V'yesh lo bayis l'sheino madlik mipnei achshad. You read the Loshon HaTur. Madlik mipnei achshad. And even that this even with this man HaTur, they lived inside. So the Torah says, but the neighbors, the people around, people see that no one is lighting in the house. Aval zog d'dar k'moisha, but b'zman hazeh shemadlikim b'fnim mamesh, madlik b'mokim she'oichel v'lo b'mokim she'shoichel. Ki ayoyim en chshad. So this is the lomdus. So in that days, the mokim ha'sheina was the god of b'snei achshad. Zog de Taz, this is very important, he has a riot of this lomdus. The Gemara in Eruvin says, Eruvoi b'mokim lino. What is mokim lino? Rav Omar mokim pite, where the food is, Shmuel Omar mokim lino, where he sleeps. We pass it in Shin Ayin Seifei, where he eats. The nafkamina is a person didn't do Erev Chatzeres l'mashal. So the shayla, where is this Ikar Mokrim to take us thing? We go to the kitchen, the dining room is the main place. And you're not allowed to be moitzi from the dining room to the chutz al hamashal. But from the bedroom, you're allowed to be moitzi because it's not mekayim mishal adam. Not going to be chasei ruvin. So first, because of this halacha, is a sefer shvusi yitzchok for Rav Darji. He says the marshal, what would be a bocher that doesn't have a mokim achila? A bocher lamazogin lives in Geula. And there, lamazogin, that yeshiva, they don't serve food. Well, it's not the food that he likes. And he eats three meals in a restaurant. When I speak now, he's a choshev a deer. They don't cook in a deer. They don't spend time cooking. Yeah. So when I speak in a bad deer, when a good deer, they don't make food in a deer. The deer is asleep. But they go to the restaurant. Yeah. They steal, yeah. The bacher wants to know where to light. He heard now there's a musig of mokim achila. He wants to know what he has to do. He doesn't have to eat in his deer in Chanukah. Let me make it clear. He's allowed to carry on. I'm saying it's Chanukah. The restaurants are different, nicer. He's allowed to carry on running around all the restaurants. Why? Because all of these restaurants are not considered mokim achila. Restaurants are not considered mokim achila. You're a visitor. There's no tzad your house is in a restaurant. Maybe some of that guy gets very hamish, achvesnish. But the restaurant, no, it's close. The hainu. Mokim sheina is enough. The hainu, I want to explain. It's not like the airplane. Guy will say, one second, I learned that the airplane is a problem. So if I learn that you have to have mokim achila, I don't have where I'm eating, because I eat in restaurants. So l'chu in Chanukah, I have to eat in the dira. Could be, if you are machmir, but zog d'shvaz yitzchuk, you don't have to. Because be'etzem mokim sheina is a mokim. Mokim achila overlaps mokim sheina. But if you don't have a mokim achila, you're not mechuyev to turn that to become your mokim achila. And maybe you could light right away light, and you're not mechuyev to go to eat in your deer. That's a klorezach. Le'umas them, the Maharshal says clearly, Choson that eats by his shvel and he sleeps in his own house to light the mokim sheina. Zog the Taz, oh, and Maharshal shteit klo mokim sheina, but we don't pass like that. We pass like the Ramo. Till here is a klo aloch. So we pass like the Ramo, mokim achile ikar. The Maharshal says mokim sheina ikar. We pass in mokim achile zik. So we'll start with the first shaila that Rabbi Seinu Apoiskim cleared, and then I'll tell you what I heard from my Rebbe Reb Shlomo Zalman. The easy part. We're going now to a normal deer that the oilam eat in the deer. Yeah? It's a kitchen. And the years that will go around the deer, every deer is like a matzav, is a kitchen. It's an area that is called the kitchen. Where you light in the deer? In your room or in your kitchen? Kitchen is mokim achila. We're going back to your house, Bezos Hashem. You have the dining room, mokim achila, or in your bedroom. You have two options where to light. Where you light? Mokim achila or mokim sheina? Nechleku apoiskim. The Ramo said, Mokim ik achile zika. So now, what is the noise? See, they get the yeshivas, they get everything, but lat. We'll start from the easy to the car. The noise was, in the same house also we have Mokim achile and Mokim sheina, or in the same house, it's one house. I live in that house. This is my room of achile, my sheina. Now, where I live in the whole house. What if I have a third room? Nishkin achile, nishkin sheina? My study? My library? My office? My kids' room? When I have to choose under my bedroom, under my dining room? This is Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Osner, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. They said, Iker Adin, the Minchas Yitzchok, in one house is the same thing. Lekule v'lechumre. Lekule v'lechumre, we'll see later. Some said, no, the Shvus Yitzchak brings down for Rebbe Eliashiv. There's an Indian to go to Mokim Achille. Says, if you light outside, it doesn't make a difference. Because the door is the door to the whole house. Or if you're lighting in a window, I would say also maybe the window. But he says, no, if you're lighting in a window, you have to go to Mokim Achille. Now, they bought a rifle from the Chazanish and Eruvin Paskins, that if a person has two rooms, and he has one room that he eats, and he didn't do Eruv, so it's an issue to take out from the room that he eats kelim to the chotzer, or from the other room he's allowed to because it's not a part of his living, so everything is like the chotzer. So one room becomes the house and everything becomes the chotzer. They pass in the chazanish and Eruvin. And if we bedam it, so mi'ikar adin, again, in your own house, if it's optional to you to light in a eating room, is an Indian to be mehadel, to have, I don't know what I do in my dining room, yeah? It's also mokim achila, even that the ma'is are doing the week, maybe I don't eat there, but maybe, kemelam etzchus. But avad, it's not me'akev. Told me Reb Shemazam and Erbach, but in a dira of bochim, it's not so poshut. Why? So some diras are hefkavot. These diras are good. The oilam allowed to go into every room. Everyone is living in the whole house. Some diras is not like that. Every room is their own embassy. No one is allowed to, you know, nit pasal of kegana, what are you doing in my room? So me'etzem, it's not one house. It's mokim achile, and it's my private mokim sheine. It's my private house. This is not the same house. Dear Be'etzem, Shem Zaman said, the Chu'ure will be a chiyuv to light the Mokim Achille. Mitzad Sheini, when you're doing your bedroom, it's more Nika that it's yours. So he said, it's a Chot Shel Chanuk, eat in your room. At least one meal. Again, this is, I call it Begeder a Chumre. I'm not calling it Me'ikar Adin. It's a Chumre of Shem Zaman that I heard from Shem Zaman. I saw this form, they don't have it. But again, Zil Basar Taim. The Minchas Yitzchok told you, Alam will try to do in Mokim Achille Lekatchila. Because we're learning it out from Eruvin. Why are we learning it out from Eruvin? So Lekatchila do in Mokim Achille. The other one said, no, that one house is the same Zach. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're right. And Be'etzem, you know, the other thing, when I was a Bach in Kulteira, the dearest didn't have a dining room. Everyone ate in Yeshiva. You have to be in this American matzev of diras to know this lumbus. Someone has to bring the person in this kind of matzev that is diras that no one goes, some people are mamish makbid gomu, you know, you're not allowed to go in the room. And it's very totally talking. But if you have such a matzev, could be it's better for you to light. Vili dvig, izok mir Reb Shlomo Zalman. This, again, bochim don't know it. A lot of bochim have a dira. Five rooms and a dining room. And it's a, we call it an embassy deer, yeah? But the ma'isa, chosh ve'bochim, yeah? But the ma'isa, the window is only Bechatzko's room. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, you can't like Bechatzko's room. Nishkin mokim achile, and nishkin dayin mokim, that for sure is not your embassy. Your embassy with the room, maybe is one room. But that is China. That is not you. So he says that the oilam have to eat deer in Chanukah. He says, if the oilam play after Adlokas Neiros, yeah, kosher is achim, yeah, to do it in that room. Then the oilam could light there. But if the guy only lets the come in to light, it's kedai maybe to say Baruch Shem when you finish. Don't light there. Better to light in the kitchen that no one will see, or outside in the front. Say, avad meret. When we spoke about lighting outside, this year is for the people that don't have outside, don't want to listen, b'chule. What I'm saying, but we're speaking now, you're not lighting outside. So, again, it's Val Mokim Sheina. Val Mokim Sheina is an andere Zach. Val Mokim Sheina is an andere Platz. So, again, that was from Zalman was very much. This is Claude, the Shmishnabur, we'll go back to the next step. if someone comes and he eats by his friend for a meal, Chanukah, someone invited him for lunch. Avada, it doesn't make it mokim ma'achile. Not only that, the Taz says, what would be if a person eats for 1 hour or 2 hours by his friend? Then it's gomished, right? It's poshut. Zog the Taz, a very interesting losh. Want to read inside. מי שיש לו דירו בעיר והוילך פעם אחס חוץ לבייסי וסויל אצל חברוי פשיטה שלו יניח בייסי ויאליק בבית שואיכר שם פעם אחס אלא צורך לילך לבייסי ולהדליק שם יאללה צנן like that he says yes ואם אוך זה טייב עשה אכילו it's very hungry now they're giving out nice latkes there ואין רוצה זלוזל משום he wants to stay here not look as nails יצב אלה בני בייסר שיאליק אלה בבייסרי תאויס לבי שהוא סויד אין דין אלה כך סנוי שמדליק אלה בבייסרי ואינו מליק במוקים שוב אפילו מה שכספתי אך סנוי רשאי להדליק he has to bid you a little bit שור שעתיים is garnished הגם שרואי סקצס בני אודם these are seminaries בשור שאויכלים בסעודה אצל אודם אחר שאויכלים אחר נרויסיים ודולקים שם וסייבכים על הרמו תן יולי במוקם אכילו ותאוסו ביודם ואינם מניבינים דובר זה they didn't have the mussel they thought if you eat somewhere you could lie there oh, but Taz already saw that he saw people that do it my story is people didn't he says he saw people that do it and The Bach is mashma that it's not so mufka to do it. The Bach says, don't do it because the bais are waiting for you and it's chshad that you're not lying. The imam is learned that even one meal could make it mokim ha'achila. So avada, these people that are staying by you and they ask to be yoytze, I'm saying for noshim, so you tell them avada, they also have to lie again in the seminary. Aber mechabet b'moytzi them, it's not dvorim b'teilim, that's meaning it's a zog. It's not a dvorim b'teilim. If someone is achsanoi for a full day, he's sleeping by someone and he's eating by him for that day, avada he could lie. Now, before we get into the issues, the Chazanish Paskin for Yingelait and Bnei Brak, that what they would do is they would get married. They had an apartment, but they ate the three meals by the father-in-law. Where to light Chanukah candle? The Chazanish told him to light with a brocha by the father-in-law. You have to know if he meant... No.
If
what?
Light outside,
would
be outside the Shre'ez house.
What?
Outside the
Shre'ez house. Outside the Shre'ez house. Yeah. But when we get there, they ask the Chazanish discussion. Are they, if we light outside, so we hold chashat, so why it doesn't turn back? In a second, right? He asked a good question. He said to light the mokim ha'achila. Your house is mokim ha'achila. Your house is mokim ha'achila. So the Chazanish paskin close before. If someone eats, dahin, clear, if someone comes to Shabbos Sherev Brochas, and the meals, this is the pashtas, later we'll get, is by a hole, you light by the hole? You light by the hole? Mokim ha'achila yika. If he meant, even if a person, Lama Zogim, comes for a place and for two meals eats by someone, or you meant only Shabbos meals because Shabbos meals are much more stark, I'm not sure. Now, you have to know, This is a psak for sure for a guest. If you go to Shabbos to a place, you're going out for Shabbos to Tzfas, and you're eating by someone, your place that you have to light is Mokim Achil. About it, the question will be that all the Bochim has, we eat every meal somewhere else, what to do? Some say that B'chai Gavnet means garnished, meaning you don't have a Mokim Achila, you're dancing around, so you fall back to the Mokim Ashena. Some say no. Maybe the Shabbos is the main meal. Maybe this meal is the main meal. So if you want to be Yotze Alashitas, is the best thing is to light also in the Dira and to be Mishtatif also in the place at least that you're eating Lel Shabbos. The Shaila is where to make the bracha. I would say to light where you sleep and to be Yotze bracha by the person that you're eating by, to be Yotze the bracha by him. We'll get the Bochum and the Yeshiva again. I'm speaking of people that want the fast for Shabbos. No, I want the Mechad. The Yeshiva is very complicated, but the Yeshiva, I want to make it Mesudah. But let me again, Halacha Lemaise. Now, the best thing if the Olam could, if they're going away to Tzfas, to eat one meal at least in the Dira where you stay. But please don't make it a Shalashudas, make it a main meal. Shalashudas, no one knows if it's enough. One meal for sure is enough, because again, Be'etzem, this is my Mokim Shein. And it's also Mokim Achille. Even by day eating somewhere else, it doesn't make it more Mokim Achille from where you are. So both are Mokim Achille. And if I don't have a Mokim Achille, I have a Mokim Shein. The Maaser Reb Shlomo Zalman told me a couple times that if it's very hard, it's enough that even when you come back from the meal, you'll eat Lel Shabbos something there, and by day eat something, make Kiddush there. And like, you know, Reb Eliashiv says you have to wash your hands. Shlomo Zalman, Alma would say, he's not sure, how much. But I'm saying the right thing is, if you want to go away, is to eat a meal and then you make all the lighting where you're sleeping. If not, is to mishtatef, to have candles both places. Again, if you're eating by someone all of the meals, for sure to light there. For sure to light there. If you want to be, so we'll say if it's an Indian also to be machmir. But come again, to make it clear. Again, you're going away to fast for Shabbos. If you're eating all the meals somewhere else, Mi'ika Radin, the Psak from the Chazanish, you light where you're eating, not where you're sleeping. I know it's a mistake in the belt. Abu Dasi Da'aloch. If you're eating the meals all over the place, it's a big shiloh what to do. Could be that you could for sure light in your place. Could be it's enough, even you eat a little bit in your place, because anyway everything is messed around. The best thing is to have at least one meal at the place where you're staying. And then, Chai Gavne, for sure you could light where you're staying.
When you're eating in two different places, which place do you light?
Again, you're going to Tzfas for Shabbos?
No,
you're asking the guy to go to Tzfas or going to again. So if you're eating in two places, I said, there's a shiloh what to do.
So which one is better?
I said, no. So the mele, you light where you sleep, because could be you don't have a Mokim Achila Bichlal. It's like the guy that eats in a restaurant. And at least we mishtad, at least we're eating Lel Shabbos. Because we want a pshat, I'll explain to you. If this is, you can't have a lot of houses. So if Mokim Achila is enough, you're yoitza with that guy eating by night. And if it's not called Mokim Achila, you have a menorah by you. You don't have three houses. It's all a shein on the Mokim Achila. If every meal gives you a shein Mokim Achila, you're ready yoitza there. So a person has to know, I say, Alamol, Chanukah, you light Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, and then he goes to Shabbos, suffocate if he has candles. So let the light, you know, colored candles the whole week. You know, he's makmishem and zayis with the ganzu chumus, and when he goes away to Shabbos, because she has a menorah. The Balabais himself, I want you to remember that Be'ez Hashem, you're making a Sheva brachas, and you're the Bailim, it's not so simple that you will light in the hall. The case of the Chazanish was that a person is going to his father-in-law. I'm saying the guests that are going to Tzfas. But here on Moshe, we'll speak about yeshivas here. A guy is in yeshiva, the good boys stay for Shabbos, yeah? Now they're going to eat out the three meals out. Eating the three meals out, where they have to light? For sure in yeshiva. Again, if they're eating all the three meals by one guy, so they're coming for him for Shabbos, it's gradually sleeping in the mirror, then we have the same shayla. A little bit less, because for the yeshivas, the mokim akavua, but the chazanish said that if someone is eating by his shvel, he has to lie by his shvel. So if he's the chazanish, he has to be machmir. But if he eats the three meals out, it's gomish. This means that he stayed in yeshiva for Shabbos and he's eating out. When a person eats out three meals, it doesn't make that this is his house. He doesn't have a house. When a person is going to Tzfas and he's dividing himself out, so it's not clue where he's going. He's putting himself all over. When a person is in a place and he's eating, so mele, I'm saying again, if a person wants to go out of a shayla, Shabbos Chanukah, not to eat by one person. It's not a good idea. Not to eat by one person. Not to eat by one person. To divide the meals out. Again, to go machmir, to eat one meal in yeshiva. But now, so I want to go back to the aloch and the yeshiva. What happened in the yeshivas? I was a bach in Kol Teire. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told everyone to write in the dining room. Mokim ha'achile. Mokim ha'achile to write in the dining room. But we didn't like it.
Inside?
Inside in the dining room. Mokim ha'achile. We didn't like it. We wanted to light in our rooms. He said, it's a fire, dangerous, yeah? So, you know, I went home. I don't know, I lived close, I went home. Shazana told me, you go home, you have to eat in the house also. Because Mokim Achila, you're eating in the yeshiva, you can't lie by your house. Mokim Achila, you have to eat at least one meal in your house. That's what Shazana told me. But I want the atlat. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, if that is the American Rabbonim, all the yeshivas, they lived in the dining room. For sure they were mitzarif also the chashash fire. But the ikar psad was mokim achila. Mokim achila is ikar. Ikar adin we light inside. Mokim achila.
So the yeshiva
now. Lat. Mokim achila. Now, they claim you're only allowed to light in the dining room. I was not like, we'll let how the Torah changed. They came and said, you have to light in the dining room. Mokim achila. Came Moshe Sternbuch and said, you're right. Mokim achila, you have to light. But I decided that in the same house we said before that you're allowed to light in your room, right? So I want to use it lekula. Mokim achila is ikka, but if it's one building, the dorm is also mokim achila. So you could light in your room. You could light in the window of the room. Or you could light in the door of the building. It's not two different houses. I want to look at the whole building of yeshiva like one house. And before we said, the same way in your house, you're not mechuyot to light in the kitchen. You're not mechuyot to light in the dining room. Why? It's one house. So you're right, I'm asking that it's mokim achila. Not everyone agreed. The Pesach of the building, everyone agreed that it's good. About the dorm, again, was it said that the dorm is private? So when I was in Kol Teire, Shlomo Zalman told us that then we went to Panovich, and Panovich they let us to light in the windows. So Shlomo Zalman said, and this was the meaning in Panovich, that even though the dorm was in the same building, we were makpid to eat in the room a meal, to turn the room to a mokim achila. For two reasons. First, we said it's the Indian, even in the same house, to have mokim achila. Second of all, if we don't look in the house like one big house, we discussed it a couple times. How we look in the building of a yeshiva? Here is my dining room. Here is my sleeping room. Here is my study. Here are my showers. Here is my office. Yeah, I have a couple secretaries, but I have a building. I have a mismelish in my house. I have a library. I have an office. I have a dining room. I have the workers' room, I have all different things. Other, you can't say it. So, the first Paiskim, they claim you have to light in the dining room. The Ainu Kilu Bedafka. Bedafka. As soon as I'll explain to you why it was different in America. But I want, in America, this was the Rabbonim Spak Lekatchila. The Ainu, when Moshe Feinstein came to fight that he doesn't want the dining room, he had to fight against the dining room. Now, the tzad not to light in the dining room was, it's not called mokim achila, it's like a restaurant. It's like a restaurant. It's not a mokim achila. I heard that there is a svara lemechalek in America, that's what I heard, maybe I'm wrong, that the marshal chutz from the meals time, the marshal the bochim wanted a dreitzach, not to learn. Where they went to the dining room, the coffee, is that it was a place that people here. The dining room chutz from the time that achila is closed. It's not the place that people. It's not another place of yeshiva. It's a place they serve food. V'meile, some poskim hold the dining room today is not called the mokim ha'achila. Now, is aloch in eruvim, if a person has a place that he eats, a place that he sleeps. So it's mokim ha'achila, mokim shena. What would it be if it be up to him, he would take the food to the place that he sleeps? If they would serve him to the room, he would prefer it. So then the room becomes the real ikar. Now here's the argument if the guys will want to be served to the room. I will explain. Some rooms, it's not convenient to have the food there. Some rooms are not convenient to have. The marshal could be some dearest, yeah. Some dearest would be very happy if the food would be brought down there. And the yeshiva doesn't let them take it. It's not the pshat that they have a place that they eat and a place that they sleep. They try to eat in the dira also. What's coming down here, they serve food. It's not that this is meyuchad for them to eat. Again, in a normal house, you don't want the kitchen to move into your bedroom. Here, Be'etzem, in your dira, you have a dining room. You have a kitchen. You would love that the dining room will come to you. You would love that the kitchen will let you to take. Besides, they don't let them take out the food all the time. But you would want. So the Moshe, in a private room, it's very hard to say that you would want. Remember, you're talking the math. Some rooms they have, the sandwich makers, and these are. You have to know, it's a very not clear agdore. So the Moshe, I will explain. The mirror made a big change. In the old days, in the mirror, the dining room, everyone had their seat. So, this is like a mokim. Moshe says that even for 5 years, you have a seat, mokim kavua. Now, some dining rooms, I think the first one and minus one, it's like a buffet. It's like you come and you take. Hefker them. This is not a mokim achila bichlal. They're giving out food here. The government is giving out food. You stand in line, they give you food. One day you sit here, one day you sit there. It makes it less mokim achila. When you have a normal dining room, when they spoke in America about dining room, everyone had a seat in his dining room, it was a mokim kavua. It's a whole massive, the oilam. Together, they spend time. That is a shtikl mokim achila. The dining rooms, some of the dining rooms that I hear are the opposite of that. I think one dining room is not there. Yeah, I'm not going in. So, this is the shayla. So, Reb Shlomo Zalman was very stark. Let me say it like this. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the Chazon Ish was very stark that the dining room of yeshiva is mokim achila. And the bochim that slept at the Chazon Ish in their house, he told them that they have to light in Panovich in the dining room. The dining room, or in the window, but in Panovich. Not to sleep by him. The other boys, he told them that they have to eat two meals by him if they want to light by him. Lemaise, even that they lit by him, he would tell them to mishtatef in yeshiva also, to be choishish to the mokim achila. So now here's the problem. A bocher comes today, lemaisadik. We'll start a bocher, not after our yeshiva, the marshal, take Shalom Shechter's yeshiva, yeah? So it's the main building. They have a dining room there, but not everyone could fit in the building. Some bochim have diras. But they eat in the main place. Now, where they are light? Mokim achila, they have to light in the main building. Abel, Shlomo Zalman says maybe it's garnished. So they have to go to Basa Mokim Shena. But Mokim Shena could be, is that enough? So they have to eat at least a meal. Chaznish said two meals, Shlomo Zalman said one meal. They have to eat in the deer. If not, it's a bochel of a toilet. Maybe not, because we said maybe with the end of Mokim Shena is good. But the mechuyev to eat? So the marshal, now we'll go back to the mirror. A guy sleeps in Bisholem and learns in Bisholem. And he eats in Beis Yishayah. As another guy sleeps in Bisholem, learns in Beis Yishayah, and eats in Beis Yishayah. And I want to explain to you the difference. Shlomo Zalman said that there's a lot of mokim to be making. When he said mokim achile, I want to say in Kol Torah, he forced the guys, even in the dearest, to go to the dining room. We made a home in Chomad then, yeah? Because the fires. We said we're not in the same building. Mokim achile. So he said it's more from that. In the same building, you learn the whole day. Shirti b'beis Hashem kol yomei chayai. Tamid chachomim moich liyo b'samedosh, yoyosh liyo b'samedosh. You're living here the whole day. This is your makri. This is your makri. So it's achila plus shirti b'beis Hashem. So a guy in the Moshe that learns in Beis Yishaya and eats in Beis Yishaya. So he beats him. Then he sleeps in Beis Shalom. Big baya. His mokim achila is Beis Yishaya. His shifti Beis Hashem is Beis Yishaya. His sleeping is in Beis Shalom. That guy, I will say, he's mechuyev to eat maybe two meals. A guy that eats in Beis Shalom but learns in eats in Beis Yishaya, but sleeps in Beis Shalom and learns in Beis Shalom. I'll say one meal is enough. Because the shift of Beis Hashem is Beis Shalom. Then you have a guy, sleeps in Beis Shalom, learns in the Merkazi and eats in Beis Yishaya. That guy, I'll say 1.5 meals. And I will explain why. Because he, mitzad echod, he doesn't have the maile of shifti b'beis Hashem and Beis Shalom, but he doesn't have the chisson that the mokem achile is a shtark mokem achile. This is what I meant when I meant 1.5. The hainu, the gdorim, to be machmir, so people come, oh, in America, everyone lived in the dining room. So you have to know, America was a whole different matzav. First, the dining room there was seating, was... Now I want to explain more from that. The dining room in America was a different zach. Shabbos, the whole yeshiva eats in the dining room. Here, every Shabbos, they move you from place to place. It's all, and most guys don't eat in the Shabbos in the dining room. The dining room in a normal American yeshiva is the place that all the events, everything is happening in the dining room. This is the dining room. It's a dining room. Here it's a lunch room, it's not a dining room. So I'm saying, you have to know Al-Bamet Mechalek from what some Poskim said dining room. I'm saying now the Svor Lekule. Mitzad Sheini, it's also a Svor Lechubre. That and these kind of yeshivas, well, you have a lot of different little American yeshivas, and they're scared about fires, and they have like a half a kitchen, and they tell the Oyem to lie there. It's could be Mamish Baruch Levatola. It's a very Shvach and Mokim Achille. No parties they do there. No Shabbos they do there. Someone delivers a bit of food and they eat it together there, in that room. To call it a Mokim Achille? So again, don't ask me, so what helps that I take food to my room? Again, if in Chanukah this is my sleeping and I eat here, I don't have a different Mokim Achille. But to call the dining room a Mokim Achille, this is Be'etzim Denoisim. So again, lemaise, a bocher has to know. You know the poskim. Really, it's a mod nezach. Chazal said to light Chanukah candles in the house. Aber became a musik of mokim achila. A musik of mokim achila. So the Moshe Tak, it could be a bocher that, you know, maybe once or twice steps into the dining room. Normally he goes all over the place. So he doesn't have dafke eat in his room. It's like I started in the beginning. If there's no different mokim achila, there's no problem that you're not eating in your room. Now, yeshli stopping a guy that all the year eats in the dining room of yeshiva. And Chanukah, he will say, you know what? Food I don't like to eat. Chanukah, I'll go out to restaurants. If it's good enough, could be there it's not enough. Val be'etzim, he has a mokim achila. To be oiker that mokim achila, he has to make a mokim achila where he's staying. He has to be kuvei amokim achila. Now, the stipler, so, before that, lemoshel, what a bachur lemoshel that sleeps, I want lemaish achumar, I especially don't want to speak that, we'll speak in Shalom Shech to Zishiva, it's time for example. A bocher is in a dira, and they're lining in yeshiva. So, Be'etzer, we said he has to eat one meal and his dira. So he does that. The Chazanish told that bocher that if you're chosher the bocher, also mishtatev bepruto with someone in the main building. Because the other two meals you're going to eat in the main building. To be mishtatev also b'mokim achila. This is what the Chazanish. Let's bow down. מורן החזניש פוסק, תמי ישיב את צרדה לנחניקה בחדר האויכל בברויכל. ונויסף לכך בחדר שיושן בלי ברוכה. חזניש said, you have to light חנוכה בחדר האוכל בברוכה, ונויסף לכך בחדר שיושן בלי ברוכה. אך מוטוב שיוכל בחדר שיושן בחנוכה פעמיים, ויאליק שם בברוכה. כנראה אומר רב חיים קניאבסי, שלום בחוץ ובישי וחוץ לעיר. ואיסיף לאמורות שבכל מקום גם השתתף בפרוטה בחדר האוכל, כיוון שאוכל שם פעם אחת. אז רב חיים קניאבסקי, he slept by his father, חזניש told him to eat a meal by his father, but by the room where he sleeps. So he learned in Petach Tikva, and he told him to eat by his room, and to mishtatef with someone in the dining room. אמר לי, בחיים כאן יצא שניר לי שלא מן הדין, רק לרב חד אמיל סא אמר לי כן, שהשתתף בחדר האויכל. סיפר לי דת של עומדו בפונוביץ' שיסד עד הבוחם הוא משתתף. So, again, the rooms למעשה, by them it's mashma, they were machma, like even in Ponovich, even in the dorms, to eat and not to light in the dining room. Dainu, to light in the room chutz from the dining room. But then I said, the yeshivas that is a psak from Shem Zalman, that to be samech in the same building is one thing. But if it's two different buildings, avari, me'ikar adin, you have to eat in yudire and light, there's a chumra of the chazanish to mishtatef. I don't think, lemaisa, the minig is not to be machma that. If you want to be machmir, you go over to a guy in Beis Yishaya and you mishtatef with him, then he lights for you, I'll smoke him ha'achila.
He has to light after you.
And he has to light after you. Now, even in Lemaise, we light outside. And Lechua Lefide, we light outside, state in Shechonoch, that mokem Sheina is Adif. So they say one of the two. Other the Chazanish only was machmir outside, but he was choishish, maybe the mokem is inside. Or, even if the mokim is outside, we said, because mipnei achshad, they told you to light outside. As man has said, there is no din of achshad, because the ma'aseh part, some people light inside, there's no achshad, as I say. But maybe the halacha didn't shake. Now, the stipler didn't like this. They bring down that they asked the stipler. The stipler said that Mokim Ha'achile means a place, for example, he said,